The NBA playoffs are underway, and unless you are a Los Angeles Clippers fan, an insomniac, or both, you probably missed this last night.
Here is Rudy Gay, fires it up. Short, taken down by Griffin, and the Clippers have won it. One of the more remarkable comebacks in playoff history, the LA Clippers, down by as many as 27, stage an incredible fourth quarter rally, and the Memphis fans shocked.
That was Dick Stockton of TNT calling the Clippers' stunning Game 1 comeback over the Memphis Grizzlies. Turns out this is just one of many stories to come out of a marathon weekend of first-round playoff games, this despite a condensed season brought on by last year's lockout that had players exhausted and analysts predicting poor attendance and low TV ratings. Joining me to talk about the state of play is Kevin Blackstone. He's a regular commentator on ESPN's Around the Horn. Hey there, Kevin.
How you doing, Audie?
All right, so before we get to any of those rainy day predictions for the league, what happened in this game with the Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies? As big a deal as we just heard in the tape?
Oh, it was a big deal. I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies were up by 27 points. Television sets were being turned off around the country, and slowly but surely, somehow, some way, the LA Clippers, one of the most moribund franchises in the history of the NBA, chipped their way back into this game. And the next thing you know, it's a 6-point game, it's a 3-point game, and they grabbed the lead and won it.
So give us a preview about the playoff season. Let's talk about the West to start. I mean, you mentioned the Clippers, but the best team with the best record is actually the San Antonio Spurs, which to me is remarkable because it seems like their players are a little on the older side.
Exactly.
And with the shortened season, everyone said the young guys would have the edge.
Right. They tied Chicago for the best record in the league in these 66-game schedule. You know, they're 30-somethings in Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. No one expected them to come out in a season like this, where some coaches, including their own, are resting players who are of age just so they can get through the season. And yet they pull out a 50-win season out of these 66 short games in 123 days. It's absolutely amazing. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can actually keep up the momentum in the playoffs and not wind up getting gassed.
So now let's talk about the East. One of the contenders for the title, of course, the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Of course, until the MVP Derrick Rose blew out his knee on Saturday.
Yeah, very
sad. Who does that leave in the Eastern Conference?
Well, you know, this was always, once again, the Miami Heat season to run away with the championship, just like last year after the triumvirate got together there of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. So now the pressure, I think, is even more on them because now there's absolutely no roadblock in their way whatsoever to get back to the finals, which is where they should be getting back to anyway.
Now, Kevin, I mean, it's crazy, but it seems like there is excitement about the NBA, and this is after people sort of were very doomsday about what the shortened season would do. Talk to me about what are the ratings right now?
Well, the ratings are record ratings right now, particularly on NBA TV, which I think their ratings are up like 33%. All the other partners, their ratings are up. Everyone is always kind of picking at the NBA for some reason. They say that the league has an image problem. It has a competition problem. It's had a rogue referee who tried to fix games in the past.
Are big problems, guys.
Yeah, those are huge problems. But fans of basketball continue to overlook them and flock to the game in record television numbers. And I think part of it is the brilliance of David Stern, who orchestrated this 66-game schedule that he jammed down the players' unions' throats. And as a result, you get games night after night after night after night. Also kicking off the season this year with 5 games on Christmas Day, and nobody could turn away from those games.
Any chance they might want to do a shortened season from now on?
You know what? A lot of us have been clamoring for that for years, but I don't think that owners are going to want to put up with missing another, 16 games that they can get some ticket revenue from.
Kevin Blackstone, he's a sports writer and regular commentator on ESPN's Around the Horn. Kevin, thanks so much for getting us up to date.
Thank you for the invite.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There, you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.